news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, good work. You made it to Friday, 6:06, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. High today, 95. Back to the hotter temperatures. More about that coming up in just a little bit. In your forecast, 82 now. Let's check traffic with Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers have told us no wrecks in the roadways. Pretty good ride across the Bayway coming in from the Eastern Shore from Daphne and Spanish Fort and downtown. From the 1065 split, Tillman's Corner and Theodore, you won't find any delays. Northbound 65 up towards Saraland, a good ride as well. Bay City Collision at 740 Lakeside Drive in Mobile can help with those dents and dings. Stop by for a free estimate with over 40 years experience. 666-6 and I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This hour of Mobile Mornings brought to you by family-owned Azalea Coffee Service. Proudly serving Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties for over 30 years. Azalea Coffee Service, 675-9178, 675-9178. FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy today. Look for a few scattered afternoon thunderstorms with highs in the lower 90s. Tonight, mostly clear with patchy fog, lows around 70. And then tomorrow, sunny and hot with highs in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. Contests on FM Talk 106.5 are open to persons 18 years of age or older. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Void where prohibited by law. Unless otherwise stated, all prizes must be claimed in person at FM Talk 106.5 studios during regular business hours. All prizes must be claimed within 14 days of winning. No substitution is permitted, and for all prizes with a value over $600, winners must complete a prize claim form. Present a valid Social Security number and will be issued an IRS Form 1099 for the fair market value. Winners are responsible for all applicable title and registration fees and any state, local, and federal taxes. FM Talk 106.5 WAVH, their employees, owners, and agents are not responsible for liabilities arising directly or indirectly from the award or use of the prize. Bigler Broadcasting reserves the right to revise these rules at any time. For a complete copy of the FM Talk 106.5 official contest rules, visit us during regular business hours. 900 Western America Circle, Suite 106, Mobile. Introducing a new show on FM Talk 106.5. Monday nights at 7, Dalton Orwig and Corey Labonte recap the weekend in sports.
Fires into the end zone!
And preview the week ahead on FM Talk 106.5 Sports Night.
All right, 10 minutes after 6 o'clock, FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Check out the website. Show schedules for the weekday and the weekend ahead. Speaking of which, you want to check out the best in gardening. My man, Bill Finch, in Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast Sunday morning. You'll hear it from 9 to 11, right between Sip and Chew and Southern Fairways Golf. And you can check the show out as well when it plays again on Sunday afternoon. And how about the podcast? Check it out anytime at fmtalk1065.com. Just go to the Sports and Outdoors tab and check out Bill Finch, in Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast. Great show. Good stuff. All right, coming up this morning, it is a Friday. That means our buddy Alec Naiman joins us. We'll find out what's cooking, some recipes for the weekend. That'll happen around 7:50-ish, all right? Because Alec deals in the ish world, and that's fine with me because a little salt, a little more pepper, a little more salt, those kind of things. All right, 79 and time for headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. This morning, authorities are hoping that you can help bring home a missing teenager, bring her home safely. 15-year-old Amberly Nicole Thurman is from Citronelle. She left her home on Wednesday and has not been seen since. The Mobile County Sheriff's Office says that she was last seen wearing black pants and an Alabama t-shirt. Her direction of travel, though, is unknown. Amberly Nicole Thurman is described as a white female, 5 feet tall, 100 pounds, with green eyes and either blonde or strawberry blonde hair. If you have any information on her whereabouts, contact MCSO at 251-574-8633. A flurry of activity to report out of the Alabama legislature as the governor signs new legislation to improve and expand broadband services across the state, and that creates more opportunities to those farthest away from the city. Governor Kay Ivey signed the bills on Thursday. They're geared toward rural and small communities that are often underserved by high-speed internet. It's a move the governor says is vital for the state to provide for students and hospitals and small businesses with high-speed broadband to, quote, have success in the 21st century world. A second bill widens the opportunities for those who can now apply for grants used to improve broadband accessibility. And then a third by Republican Representative Randall Shedd, well, that sponsored bill is allowing electricity providers to use existing infrastructure to provide broadband services across the state. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Spring is in the air. And everywhere you look, things are growing like crazy. Is your business one of them? Well, things are picking up. Better get yourself a partner who can help you stay ahead and won't ever let you down. Someone you can trust, like your local Thompson Cat Rental Store. Thompson's been helping hardworking people like you grow and prosper for over 60 years. So they know a thing or two about trust. And just like you, they know it takes time to earn it. So come on down to your local Thompson Cat Rental Store, where you'll not only get the service and selection you need, but for a limited time, get 0% financing for 48 months on select new cat machines. Offer good through June 30th. Visit thompsoncat.com for details. Just like you, we have what it takes.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning.
It's no longer a puff of smoke. It's real. They persevered.
Descendants of the enslaved people who came to Mobile aboard the Clotilda are reacting to its discovery 160 years after it sank. The discovery of the last ship to carry slaves from Africa to the U.S. was announced last week. The Alabama Historical Commission is now working with the Smithsonian Museum to figure out what to do with the wreckage. A teacher in Northwest Florida is arrested, charged with obscene communication with a student. 30-year-old Christopher Johnson is a teacher at Sims Middle School in Pace. Authorities believe the teacher was courting the student for sex. There's a new crop in Baldwin County this summer, hemp. It became legal under the Farm Act that passed last year. Baldwin County farmer Daniel Penry is among those trying his hand at the crop. The hemp must be tested by the FDA. If it contains too much THC, it will have to be burned. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5.
Are you a business owner? Have you ever considered selling your business? At some time or another, every owner must consider exit strategies and should take maximum advantage of favorable conditions. Don't wait for uncontrollable circumstances or the market to make these critical decisions for you. Transworld's mergers and acquisitions team can guide you through every step of the process. Contact Transworld of Mobile for a no-obligation consultation or visit tworld.com/mobile. Our value is maximizing your value.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 106.5's Dr. Bill Williams. With a three-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams four times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, quarter after six here on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. We start in the NBA Finals, where the Toronto Raptors beat the Golden State Warriors 118-109 last night to take a 1-0 series lead.
And Toronto will dribble out the Raptors in the franchise's first appearance in the NBA Finals. Get the victory here in Game 1.
Pascal Siakam led the Raptors with a career playoff high 32 points. Kawhi Leonard added 23 points, and Marc Gasol had 20 for the Raptors. Golden State was led by Stephen Curry with 34 points, and Klay Thompson had 21 for the Warriors. DeMarcus Cousins did make his return to the court after tearing his quad in round one, but he only played 8 minutes and picked up 3 points. Game two of the NBA Finals set for Sunday night in Toronto. There are eight NCAA softball teams that remain to battle it out for the 2019 Softball World Series title. Last night, Alabama lost to number one overall seed Oklahoma 3-2. Number 13 seed Oklahoma State upset number 5 seed Florida 2-1. Number 2 seed UCLA beat number 7 seed Minnesota 7-2. And number 6 seed Arizona beat number 3 seed Washington 3-1. The two bracket tournaments are double elimination, so the teams that lost last night are still alive at least through tomorrow. There are two games scheduled for today, both winner's bracket games. At 6 tonight, Arizona faces UCLA, and then at 8:30, Oklahoma State faces Oklahoma. Tomorrow, Washington faces Minnesota at 11 a.m. in an elimination game, followed by another elimination game, this one between the two SEC teams, with Alabama taking on Florida at 1:30. In the minor leagues, the Mobile Bay Bears lost to Jacksonville 6-2 last night. Mobile took an early 1-0 lead, but the Jumbo Shrimp scored 3 runs in the 6th and 3 runs in the 7th innings to blow the game open. Game 4 of the 5-game series in Jacksonville, set for tonight at 6 o'clock. In the major leagues, St. Louis beat Philadelphia 5-3 last night to avoid a series sweep. The LA Dodgers shut out the Mets 2-0. Mike Moustakas hit 2 home runs, and the Milwaukee Brewers beat the Pittsburgh Pirates 11-5. Colorado beat Arizona in extra innings 11-10. San Francisco got the win over Miami 3-1. In the American League, the Chicago White Sox won their 4th in a row, beating Cleveland 10-4. Tampa Bay crushed Minnesota 14-3, and Kansas City beat Texas 4-2. While Game 1 of the Yankees-Red Sox series in New York was postponed. On the PGA Tour, Ryan Moore leads the Memorial Tournament after round 1 at 7-under par. Jordan Spieth is right behind him at 6-under par after he shot a 66 on Thursday. A group of 5 tied for 3rd, 2 shots behind the leader, while Tiger Woods shot a 2-under par 70. He's among a group that's within 5 strokes of the leader, Ryan Moore. Round 2 of the Memorial Tournament gets started this morning in Dublin, Ohio. 6:18 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
Are you ready to join the growing trend of tooling around in a golf cart? Stop envying your friend's cart and missing out on the fun. Get over to Cart Doctor today. They'll help you find the cart that fits your budget and your lifestyle. Cart Doctor is the nation's award-winning Yamaha dealer, but also carries the largest selection of Star, Tomberlin, and the all-new budget-friendly Icon brand, too. Customize and modify your cart to make it as personal as you are in their full-service cart maintenance and repair shop. Bring them your idea, and they'll make it a reality. And if you're not quite ready to buy, Cart Doctor rents carts in all sizes too. Just one for short term or a whole fleet for your special event or commercial needs. So why go anywhere else? It's time. Time to enjoy the ease and versatility of a golf cart. From simple to luxurious, Tricia and Steven have exactly what you want and need. And if they don't have it, they'll get it. Visit Cart Doctor in Theodore or see all that they offer online at cartdoctor.com.
It's a new economy. We're in a no-joke, take-no-prisoners economy. You must use your best tactics to ensure your business continues to grow. This is Lauren Cabanis with the FM Talk 106.5 Sales Department. An advertising campaign on FM Talk 106.5 will deliver your message to a loyal audience of Mobile and Baldwin County adults with higher household income and education. Call me at 344-1065 extension 18 and I'll help design a plan to efficiently and effectively promote your business and increase your sales.
Old Time Feed has a safe and effective solution to your mosquito problem without dangerous chemicals. Old Time Feed's customers have raved about the Spartan Mosquito Eradicator, the all-natural, incredibly effective, and easy mosquito kit invented by a Mississippian who knows about the Gulf Coast mosquito problem. Simply fill 2 traps that attracts the female biting mosquito and hang in 2 corners of your yard. She drinks the yeast solution and dies. Lasts 90 days too. Say bye-bye mosquitoes. Get it for the best price at Old Time Feed in Fairhope.
Good morning from the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department now working in a new accident. State troopers heading to a car in a ditch, I-10 eastbound at the 1 mile marker. That's going to be at the Alabama-Mississippi Welcome Center. No injuries involved there. Out of sight, Outfitters at 3501 Gulf Shores Parkway having their grand opening next Saturday. Experience the premier showcase for sporting goods, outdoor lifestyle apparel, and archery for the whole family. Call 382-8360. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Southern Cancer Center reminds you that May is Melanoma and Skin Cancer Awareness Month. Summer is fast approaching, and you'll be spending more time outdoors in the sun. Remember, always use your sunscreen or wear protective clothing. Even a short time in the summer sun can do permanent damage. If you see a change in your skin, a spot or a mole, get it checked. Early detection is key and can cure melanoma. Learn more at SouthernCancerCenter.com. Southern Cancer Center, navigating you from patient to survivor.
All right, 621 FM Talk 106.5. And it's not like the heat went away, but it was the last 2 days we were like at 91. Now back to a high around 95 for today, which puts the heat index, I don't have to tell you anything here, that's triple digits country. So there you go. As we go into this weekend, another hot one on the way. Good news is we'll start snapper fishing at 12:01. Tomorrow morning, 12:01 a.m.
ASAP. So yep. We're talking less than 18 hours away.
That's right. You'll see the line of boats. I was one of those people pulling boats yesterday. People pulling boats here and there. You'll see them heading south in Baldwin County and Mobile County. That's what's going on. So that's why the extra traffic.
Makes sense now.
And by the way, just a side note, I don't know why it happens if there's a magnetic force that draws vehicles to be as close behind a boat with a big engine sticking out of it. But like those of us pulling those boats are watching you back there. Mm-hmm. And when you completely disappear in our side view mirrors, we see you. We know you're there. And you get so close that we don't see any part of your vehicle. It's probably not the safest place to be.
It's human
nature. We're going to stop. We've got brake lights and stuff, but not everybody's got brake lights. Maybe they're not all working. Mm-hmm. They'll be so close, but there's no sign of the vehicle behind the boat, and you can't see them.
That's a dangerous game to play.
Yeah, don't do that. All right, just heads up there. 622 FM Talk 106.5. Here's Kelly with headlines.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The Alabama legislature votes yes to equal pay for equal work, a bill to create a state law to prohibit employers from paying employees differently for the very same work based only on sex or race, received final passage on Thursday in the Alabama legislature. So by a 90-0 vote, the bill moved forward in the House with the accepted changes made by the Senate. Governor Kay Ivey later sent back the bill with an executive amendment, and the House and Senate both agreed with that amendment. Representative Adeline Clark, a Democrat from Mobile, has been working on this bill for more than 3 years. After the bill passed, Representative Clark says she called Lilly Ledbetter, who is known as a national advocate for equal pay, after challenging the discrimination she experienced as a supervisor at the Goodyear Tire Plant in Gadsden many decades ago. Ledbetter took her fight to the U.S. Supreme Court, and a federal equal pay law was signed into law in her name. She says, quote, "She's proud that my home state has finally passed this important legislation, which ensures greater fairness in the workplace. While women are those who most often suffer because of pay disparity, the lack of these protections impacts us all. It truly is a good day for women and all the citizens of Alabama." The bill is now set to become law in August. Before your beach babes hit the water and enjoy making those sandcastles, National Weather Service is reminding you to pay close attention to the rough surf, as we have already reported a number of drownings in the last few months in local waters. Also, be on alert for jellyfish in the water and pay attention to the flags posted up on our beaches. Red flags means a high hazard with rough surf and current strong currents, that is, and they are now flying in Panama City. Yellow flags are flying in Gulf Shores, Orange Beach, and Destin. That means moderate surf and currents. The rip current risk remains moderate through Sunday night for a stretch of the coast from Dolphin Island to Destin. And while most current conditions are moderate, there are reports of jellyfish in some locations. South Walton is flying purple flags. That means there's a presence of potentially dangerous marine life. In this case, we're talking about jellyfish. Portuguese men of war have popped up on the beach in recent weeks, brought to shore by the wind. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join Mike Ward and me every Saturday morning at 7 for FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, bringing you inshore, offshore, and freshwater fishing reports from some of the area's best guides, plus hunting talk, conservation news, habitat management, and the latest in state and federal regulations. So join the conversation Saturday mornings at 7. Plus, you can listen after the hunt or fishing trip with our podcast on FMTalk1065.com. It's FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, outdoors for South Alabama, by people that hunt and fish right here in South Alabama.
625 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along. Segment of the show brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. I know the weekend's here, and you probably got a stack of honeydews to do, and maybe some of them involve getting junk gone, getting things moved out, opening up some space in the backyard or the attic or wherever it is. Listen, that's a job for 1-800-GOT-JUNK. You'll see their trucks going through your neighborhood, going down the road. What they're doing is they're going and fixing problems for people in Mobile and Baldwin County. My buddy Trey running that for 11 years now, local franchisee, and doing great work. 1-800-GOT-JUNK, make that appointment, find out when they can be at your house, because they'll give you an actual appointment time, like a day and a time, not sometime between Tuesday and Thursday, sometime between 8 and 5 in the afternoon. You get a time, you get an appointment, they show up. They quote you a bid on the job. If you say yes, they get to work. It's that easy. 1-800-GOT-JUNK online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. All right, on the way, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. He is back.
Good to hear.
And, look, but it's lemurs. It's not marmosets.
Oh, well, that's a step up, I would say.
And that is, where is that, Jacksonville, it says?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm sorry. Welcoming. We got distracted because, I've been wondering... over at Fox 10 TV, on their website, they have the marmoset birth and thing. Everybody's trying to catch that lightning in a bottle that was April the giraffe.
That's
remember,
right.
Was that last year, the year before last, that the giraffe was waiting to give birth and like half of the United States didn't do their job at work. They sat around and watched a giraffe waiting to give birth. And now they're trying to do this again. The Gulf Shore Zoo is doing their marmoset is due.
And I'm trying to check. Last update on the marmoset was almost 2 weeks ago. So I'm trying to find out.
No, it's on. You go to their website. It's like it's marmoset cam.
Right, marmoset watch. But I'm trying to see. You know, there has
is it not
any,
a warning? It's just a watch.
No new reports yet. not yet a marmoset warning. We're just
a watch.
Just be on delay.
Because
be ready.
Thistle the marmoset. Well, so what caught my attention is one of the monitors had a picture of some kind of creature jumping around. It looked like those were baby lemurs born in Jacksonville, not marmosets born right here. So,
good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Pensacola police are hoping new surveillance video will lead to the shooters who killed a woman outside a Pensacola nightclub. Elizabeth Harris died early Monday morning. Police say she was not the intended target. More than 40 shots were fired in the drive-by shooting. You can watch that video on WKRG.com. A Theodore woman and her boyfriend are critically injured in a shooting in Moss Point, Mississippi. That shooting happened Tuesday night in the parking lot of Olivet Baptist Church. Police say Sandra Rawson and her boyfriend, Charles Foster, were working for a bonding company when they were shot while sitting in their car.
She's got 3 bullets. She's got 2 in the side and 1 in the back of the head that shattered.
A new grocery store is opening in Baldwin County at 7 o'clock this morning. Rouse's Market is located on Highway 98 in Daphne, in the same building where a Winn-Dixie store closed. The first 200 shoppers will receive a voucher for 10% off of their first grocery bill. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5.
Get out of that long boat ramp line and head to Yellowhammer Fishing, Mobile's only local kayak and paddleboard dealer. Kayaks and fishing accessories for our local waterways. Open now in Theodore, next to Hood's, or see all the brands at Yellowhammer Fishing on Facebook.
Hello, this is Emily Tidwell, and I'm here to talk to you about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. If you own a forklift or a fleet of forklifts and you're not doing business with Forklift Hunter, you're probably flushing money down the big dealer toilet. Sorry, Dad said that. Forklift Hunter offers service, parts, and sales. As always, the labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Give him a call and compare at 479-2270 or visit ForkliftHunter.com. Forklift Hunter will save you money.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Fierce Nakawati with principal office in Dallas, Texas. Attention landscapers and anyone working in the landscape industry. This is an important alert for users of the Weed Killer Roundup that have been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. A California jury recently awarded $289 million to a landscaper who claimed Roundup gave him cancer. Roundup is the most widely used herbicide in the United States with billions of pounds applied each year. Farm workers and landscapers are at the highest risk of injury from exposure. Time is limited to file a claim. If you work with Roundup Weed Killer and were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, don't wait. Call the Roundup Roundup Legal Helpline now. The number to dial is 800-951-6265. That number again is 800-951-6265. You could be entitled to significant compensation. If you've been exposed to Roundup and have been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, don't wait. Call the Roundup Legal Helpline right now. 800-951-6265. That's 800-951-6265. Again, 800-951-6265. Call now.
Hi, it's Paul Feinbaum. College football season never ends. We're your home for coast-to-coast coverage of the game you love.
Paul Feinbaum, weekdays at 2 on FM Talk 106.5.
Global stock markets and pre-market trading on Wall Street plunging this morning on news President Trump is slapping all Mexican imports coming into the U.S. with a 5% tariff. Joe Johns reports the issue isn't trade, it's illegal immigration.
The president is threatening to use tariffs as a weapon against Mexico to try to get them to secure the border. The problem, of course, is Americans could well end up paying a lot of the cost of those tariffs.
Along the Arkansas River, evacuations and worry about levee breaches this morning as floodwaters make their way downriver. There has already been at least one breach overnight at Dardanelle. Correspondent Rosa Flores is watching the water at Fort Smith, Arkansas.
If you look around, there's a calmness to this flood, which is very eerie because it's not going anywhere. The water is not flowing anywhere. It's very calm.
California now allowing utilities to cut off electricity to hundreds of thousands of customers to avoid wildfires like the one caused last year by a power line strike in Paradise. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. European car makers and suppliers are sharply lower following President Trump's threat to impose tariffs on Mexican imports as a punishment for asylum-seeking Central American families crossing into the U.S. The companies are exposed to the tariffs through plants they operate in the country. Fiat Chrysler shares are down 4%. Volkswagen's off 3%. French auto parts supplier Valeo is down more than 4%. Costco booked another quarter of sales gains, boosted by increasing visits to its warehouse clubs as the retail giant tries to navigate the U.S.-China trade fight. Comparable sales rose 5.6%. The gain excludes the effect of gas prices and currency fluctuations. E-commerce sales jumped 20%. Activist investor Carl Icahn has sued Occidental Petroleum, calling its $38 billion deal to buy Anadarko Petroleum fundamentally misguided. He says the sale of Occidental might be better for shareholders. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a sharply lower open. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Oh no, we're out of coffee again. Wait, was it my turn to pick it up?
Azalea Coffee Service ensures you have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. Whether your business needs a coffee service or an upgrade from your current service, family-owned Azalea Coffee Service is proud to have served Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties for over 30 years and understand the value of customer relationships. For complete coffee, water, and vending services, call Azalea Coffee Service, 675-9178.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
At 635, FM Talk 106.5, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, here we are. Weekend is here. Snapper season actually starts at 12:01 a.m. Saturday morning, so a lot of stuff going on out there that involves us being outside. Lay it out for us.
Yeah, you know, we've... for about the last month, we've talked about the drought that often occurs in May and June.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're in it now. And with these hot temperatures and no rain around, it's getting pretty tough. We've got a chance that we could see a few thunderstorms this afternoon, but put it in a percent, it'd be around 30%. And after that, it's going to be very dry again. And all the way through next week, maybe a chance for some afternoon thunderstorms late next week. So this is a stretch that we often see this time of the year. The reason for the chance of thunderstorms this afternoon is that there is a weather front, cold front, across Mississippi and Alabama. It's very weak, and it's going to reach the coast and then move slowly offshore. As it moves into our area later today, it could help set off a few afternoon thunderstorms. And once that front moves offshore, you think we get some cool, dry air, but that's not going to be the case. It might be a little bit drier, but it's going to stay unseasonably warm, or just plain call it hot. And so for today, look for a few afternoon thunderstorms, a high today of around 92. Tonight, mostly clear, maybe a little bit of fog develop after midnight. The low tonight around 70 to 72 degrees. And then tomorrow on for the weekend, sunny skies up to 95 degrees for tomorrow and also for Sunday. And at this time, high pressure begins to build in the upper atmosphere, and that's when we get our hot temperatures. Monday and Tuesday of next week, mostly sunny, mid-90s. And then as we get into Wednesday and Thursday, we'll be at least in the low 90s and a slight chance of some afternoon thunderstorm activity. So the drought is on, and it looks like it'll continue at least through next week.
There's like no reprieve in that forecast. I mean, there's
no.
Usually you'll say, well, we'll be bad for 3 or 4 days, and then this change. You've got no hope for us for a while.
Well, yeah, with the high pressure building, there's a big area of high pressure over the southern Great Plains. It's going to move over our area for the weekend and most of next week. And when that occurs, you just can't get those thunderstorms to develop. Maybe an outside slight chance, just an isolated thunderstorm could form, but not the widespread rain that we really need. And even as we look to late next week, with a chance of a few thunderstorms, they're going to be isolated, and most areas just will not get any rain.
All right, Dr. Bill, and also we have hurricane season 2019 just days away.
It just seems like it was several months away. Here it is, starting tomorrow, officially anyway. And as we have talked about the last few days or so, that we're looking for slightly above normal activity. What does that mean? Well, a number of named storms, projection now out of those people that do the research out at Colorado State University, looking at about 13 storms. 11 to 12 is the normal for a given hurricane season. We don't expect a lot of activity in June, but then it picks up late in July, August, September, and early October is the peak of the season.
All right. We know we got your eyes on it, so that's good for us, knowing what's coming our way. We'll check in with you more about that. And also, weekend weather scale coming up in an hour.
I'm working on it right now.
All right. There you go, the staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. And we'll check traffic with Kane next.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000-square-foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Turn up your voice online. Follow FM Talk 106.5 by searching Twitter at FM Talk 106.5. Feeding breaking news, weather, traffic, and opinion, plus your replies. Find us at twitter.com at FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning for the Vincent Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. It's a 1 mile marker, Alabama, Mississippi state line. You've got a car in a ditch. State troopers are on the scene. For now, Mobile Police Department tell us they're clear for the 1065 split traveling downtown and across the Bayway. No delays over towards the Eastern Shore. Now, whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Vincent Sons Towing and Recovery. They're available 24 hours a day at VincentSonsTowing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic. Usually, Dr. Bill says, you know, it's going to be hot for these days, but it'll get better in a little bit of a break. But in it, there wasn't any kind of, it was just like continued hot and dry.
No relief.
No relief in sight. So there you go. Possible heat indices in, triple digits probably daily. 95 degree regular temperatures during the day.
Hey, you know, we can't complain when Dr. Bill keeps it real, even when it doesn't work out better for us.
Good point. 641, here are headlines with Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5 News out of Montgomery this morning. Soon, Alabama could become the next state to require third grade students to pass a reading test before they're promoted to fourth grade. If the measure passes, that would begin in the 2021-2022 school year. The House of Representatives on Thursday agreed to a Senate amendment. The bill includes summer reading camps and providing local and regional specialists to work with students who are encountering some roadblocks when it comes to their reading skills. Those for the bill say that statistics show students who cannot read on grade level will struggle throughout their academic careers. Opponents say the bill threatens struggling students with failure but does not adequately provide funding to help them. Alabama may adopt make-or-break reading tests for third graders. Right now, about 16 states say that third grade students must pass a reading score threshold or they'll have to repeat the third grade. The bill now heads to Governor Kay Ivey's desk for her signature. The search continues at this hour for a shooting suspect here in the Port City. Meantime, the man who was shot, he remains in the hospital, but his condition has been upgraded to stable condition. Mobile police, they're not naming the shooting victim, but here's what we do know. The man was shot at a home on the corner of Broad Street and Augusta Street on Wednesday. As before, a Good Samaritan took him to the hospital. The shooting is believed to have happened inside that home on Broad Street. Witnesses say they saw a man running from the home, followed by another man who was firing shots at him. That man remains on the run this morning, and if you have information on his identity, you are encouraged to call police. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Spring is in the air. And everywhere you look, things are growing like crazy. Is your business one of them? Well, things are picking up. Better get yourself a partner who can help you stay ahead and won't ever let you down. Someone you can trust, like your local Thompson Cat Rental Store. Thompson's been helping hardworking people like you grow and prosper for over 60 years. So they know a thing or two about trust. And just like you, they know it takes time to earn it. So come on down to your local Thompson Cat Rental Store, where you'll not only get the service and selection you need, but for a limited time, get 0% financing for 48 months on select new cat machines. Offer good through June 30th. Visit ThompsonCat.com for details. Just like you, we have what it takes.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Kahn's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingen's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning.
It's no longer a puff of smoke. It's real.
They persevered.
Descendants of the enslaved people who came to Mobile aboard the Clotilda are reacting to its discovery 160 years after it sank. The discovery of the last ship to carry slaves from Africa to the U.S. was announced last week. The Alabama Historical Commission is now working with the Smithsonian Museum to figure out what to do with the wreckage. A teacher in Northwest Florida is arrested, charged with obscene communication with a student. 30-year-old Christopher Johnson is a teacher at Sims Middle School in Pace. Authorities believe the teacher was courting the student for sex. There's a new crop in Baldwin County this summer, hemp. It became legal under the Farm Act that passed last year. Baldwin County farmer Daniel Penry is among those trying his hand at the crop. The hemp must be tested by the FDA. If it contains too much THC, it will have to be burned. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5.
Talking with my buddy Sid from Sexton Lawn and Landscape, and you're telling us the clients to be watering infrequently, but watering deeply right now.
Yeah, you really want the lawn or your plants to go after the water you're putting out. So if you're watering every day, water stays up around where that root zone is. It never has to reach out and go after it. So you're building healthier roots by watering infrequently and watering deeply.
But then again, that watering regimen may change at my house or your house or somebody else's throughout the seasons.
Yeah, so watering frequency, how long, how often, how many days, I mean, that's going to change as you move throughout the year, more, sometimes less. And it's really going to change from landscape to landscape. There's different watering requirements for each landscape. So that's really why we built a program for our irrigation tech to come out different times throughout the year to set your irrigation up, customized for your landscape.
All right, I want to do that. So how do we get in touch?
Well, you give us a call, or you can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com, or you can reach us on any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
Toronto wins their first NBA Finals game in franchise history. Eight softball teams battle it out for the 2019 NCAA Softball World Series, and Jordan Spieth in contention in Jack Nicklaus's Memorial Tournament. It's 647 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. We start in the NBA Finals, where the Toronto Raptors beat the Golden State Warriors 118-109 to take a 1-0 series lead.
And Toronto will dribble it out. The Raptors, in the franchise's first appearance in the NBA Finals, get the victory here in Game 1.
Pascal Siakam led the Raptors. He had a career playoff high 32 points.
I don't really know, like, if it was a difference, but for me, it was just, you know, taking whatever the defense gives me.
Kawhi Leonard added 23 points, and Marc Gasol had 20 for the Raptors. Golden State was led by Stephen Curry with 34 points, and Klay Thompson had 21 for the Warriors. DeMarcus Cousins made his return to the court after tearing his quad in round one. He only played 8 minutes for the Warriors, but he picked up 3 points in those 8 minutes. Game two of the NBA Finals set for Sunday night in Toronto. There are eight NCAA softball teams that remain to battle it out for the 2019 Softball World Series title. Last night, Alabama lost to number one overall seed Oklahoma 3-2. Number 13 seed Oklahoma State upset number 5 seed Florida 2-1. Number 2 seed UCLA beat number 7 seed Minnesota 7-2. And number 6 seed Arizona beat number 3 seed Washington 3-1. The two bracket tournaments are double elimination, so the teams that lost last night are still alive at least through tomorrow. There are two games scheduled for today, both winner's bracket games. At 6 tonight, Arizona faces UCLA, and then at 8:30, Oklahoma State faces their rival, Oklahoma. Tomorrow, Washington faces Minnesota at 11 a.m. in an elimination game, followed by Alabama versus Florida at 1:30. In the minor leagues last night, the Mobile Bay Bears lost to Jacksonville 6-2. Mobile took an early 1-0 lead, but the Jumbo Shrimp scored 3 runs in the 6th and 3 runs in the 7th innings to blow the game open. Game 4 of the 5-game series in Jacksonville, set for tonight at 6 o'clock. In the major leagues, St. Louis beat Philadelphia 5-3 to avoid a series sweep. The LA Dodgers shut out the Mets 2-0. Mike Moustakas hit 2 home runs, and the Milwaukee Brewers beat the Pittsburgh Pirates 11-5. Colorado beat Arizona in extra innings 11-10. San Francisco got the win over Miami 3-1. In the American League, the Chicago White Sox won their 4th game in a row, beating Cleveland 10-4. Tampa Bay crushed Minnesota 14-3. The Angels beat the Mariners 9-3, and Kansas City beat Texas 4-2. Game 1 of the Yankees-Red Sox series in New York was postponed because of the weather. On the PGA Tour, Ryan Moore leads the Memorial Tournament. After round one, he shot 7 under par yesterday. Jordan Spieth is right behind him at 6 under par after he shot a 66 in the first round, and a group of five tied for third place, 2 shots behind the leader. Tiger Woods shot a 2 under par 70. He's among a group that's within 5 strokes of the leader, Moore. Round two of the Memorial Tournament gets started this morning in Dublin, Ohio. It's 10 minutes till 7 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops provide clear, concise estimates, keep you informed through the repair process, and restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy today. Look for a few scattered afternoon thunderstorms with highs in the lower 90s. Tonight, mostly clear with patchy fog, lows around 70. And then tomorrow, sunny and hot with highs in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Come inside and welcome to Mobile Bay Coins.
Hey, Ron. It's been a while.
Nice to see you, Dave. You must have been well behaved. What's up?
I have a problem, Ron. I can't pass up a good bargain.
Nothing wrong with that?
It's when everything's a good deal. You know, like 10 yogurts for 10 bucks and 5 sour creams for 5 bucks, a dollar bag of chips, so I had to buy at least 10. And don't get me started on the meat buys. All I can say is I bought enough to last all summer, and now the missus won't let me go grocery shopping anymore.
That's kind of clever, Dave. I may have to do that. See if I can get out of grocery shopping.
Then I saw the As Seen on TV aisle. So I bought her a facial hair remover with an 18-karat gold tip. In front of her book club, I said, now she can stop bleaching her mustache. How could I guess that would make her mad? I thought girls shared all that kind of stuff. Oh, it gets worse. I received a coupon book in the mail, and I just left the hardware store.
Holy cow. Look how low your truck is hanging out there. Looks like your tires are gonna pop.
I'm gonna need something really, really shiny, Ron.
Mobile Bay Coins. Much more than a coin store. At 2204 Government Street, on Facebook, and at 251-725-1590.
No one wants AOC's new Green Deal.
It's so stupid.
But everyone wants FM Talk's big Green Deal. You get the green, and your backyard is transformed with a granite top outdoor kitchen cart from Delta Stone. Designed to fit your new XL Big Green Egg from Gulf Coast Tools. Relax in your new Adirondack chairs and table set from Old Time Feed while you watch your new 29-inch Toshiba HD TV with TV Shield weatherproof enclosure and 4-episode all-weather speakers and amplifier with Bluetooth, including custom installation from Bailey's TV. And when you want to change, grab your new Vibe Orange Camo stand-up paddleboard from Yellowhammer Fishing and head to Johnny's RV Resort for a week's staycation in an RV from Johnny's Premier RV and Boats. And to help you get around, a 2-week cart rental from Cart Doctor, a prize pack valued over $9,000. Details on how to win on our Facebook page and website, fmtalk1065.com.
Good morning for the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers not working any new accidents. They're right at the Alabama-Mississippi state line with the car in a ditch. State Troopers say wreckers have been called out, but nothing else out of the ordinary. It looks like it's a good ride from the 1065 split and traveling across the Bayway. This Saturday night at Deep South Speedway in Loxley, I-10, exit 44, and 4 miles north on the left, you'll see the USA Super Dirt Series Pro Modifieds with the Street Stocks, Pure Stocks, Bombers, and Stingers racing at 7. Find them on Facebook. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
654 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Friday. Sure glad to have you here. Sean and Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic, and Kelly's got our headlines.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A recent robbery suspect who led police on a chase in a stolen vehicle is now in custody this morning, but police are still searching for the weapon used in that robbery. According to police, earlier this week at 12 noon, Mobile police officers spotted the stolen vehicle near Spring Hill Avenue. That was the very same car used in a robbery near Sage Street. When officers tried to stop the vehicle, the driver took off. Police then followed. The driver crashed on Government Street at South Ann and Bradford Avenue. He then jumped out of the vehicle and ran. He left his female passenger inside the vehicle. After a short foot chase, the man and woman were both arrested. Police say the man was armed with a gun during that robbery, and officers are continuing to search the area for that weapon right now. If you have information which could assist in this investigation, you're encouraged to contact Mobile Police. Throughout the morning, we've kept you in the know with which bills have passed and moved through the Alabama House and Senate. But did you know that there is a legislator who actually received an award as well? The Alabama House of Representatives, they have honored Republican Representative Tommy Haynes with their annual award for the, quote, deadest bill of the session. The award is known as the Shroud. It's been given out since 1979 as a, quote, high-profile public burial for one piece of legislation. Honorees are given an empty suit framed in a cardboard box. So Representative Tommy Haynes received the award on Thursday for his bill regulating fertilizer made of human sewage. The clerk of the House says on a scale of 1 to 10, Haynes's bill was a number 2. Runners up for this year's award include legislation that would have created a paper lottery, yoga classes in schools, and a ban on plastic bags. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, so they're talking about I've read it a million times, but I don't hear people talk about Milagronite. Milagronite, I think.
That sounds right.
Milagronite. So what it is it's human stuff that's turned into fertilizer. This became a project of a water and sewer board up in the upper Midwest somewhere. And they were doing the thing and disposing of human stuff, and they decided to make it into a fertilizer. Mm-hmm. And you know why people use it now? Because it has the human smell in it. They put it around fields sometimes, corn, soybean fields, things like that. They get heavy deer pressure because it is used as a fertilizer in the short term, but also that smell
deters
the deer from coming in there and munching on the
I had no crops. Idea.
So that's the and so I don't know exactly what bill it was that received, other than a bill to regulate. I don't know if it was regulating up or down or whatever, but that substance is, they've been doing that since the 1970s, I think. So to act like that's something brand new, never heard of before, that's probably...
They sell this in the home improvement stores at all?
You have to probably go to your local feed and seed store to get it. But yeah, you can get it if you want it. And say, here's a load of... drop it off at your friend's house and say, here's a load of... We'll be right back.